Let's do a little soul searching before I speak. Last Thursday night, we spoke about both the inyan and the chiyuv of shnayim mikvei hatagor. Last week, Thursday night, we spoke about learning Chumash and Rashi. Last week, Friday night, again, we spoke about the inyan of Chumash Lom Yashem Adam Parshios of Matzibur, and the fact that Shabbos was given, Vikas Shabbos was given to Limna Terah, and we went through the Mishtaburis and the Shulchan Aruch, that the Iker of Shabbos is Limna Terah, not even the Suda for Shabbos. Last week, during Shalosh Shudas, we spoke about the concept of Parish Menatzibur. And when we spoke about Parish Menatzibur, we also spoke about Bimeschaber to a Tzibur. And Bimeschaber to a Tzibur, the greatest Chibur connection, is Lo'olam Yashem Adam Parshios from the Tzibur. Right? You become part of the Tzibur in Torah. Last week, Friday night, many Bachrim, by the Seder, that's for about an hour, hour and a half, after the Suda, came up immediately and learned, and many learned, Chumash Rashi. Now, each person individually, how many of you saw it through during the week? That they could say that this Shabbos, they learned Shnayim Mikvei Hatagor and Parshas Lech Lecha, or Chumash Rashi, Parshas Lech Lecha. Now, the answer is a personal answer, obviously. But something tells me, you know, I'm lucky if I get a double digit percentage. Or maybe, surely it's under 50%. And the question is, why is that? Yeah, people are inspired, and yet they fail. Why is that? That's not what I want to speak about tonight, but why is that? And the answer is that they don't make a commitment immediately. If they walk out and say, yeah, I'm going to do it, it's not a commitment. Better yet, the answer is that they don't have a plan of action. They didn't decide how they're going to do it either. Yeah, all right, I'll learn Chumash Rashi during the week. I ask a person, when? During the week? I don't know. How much are you going to do every day? I don't know. Are you going to learn with Rashi or with Tiger? I don't know, but I'm going to do it. I don't know how. Thank you for walking in late. I don't know how. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. It's meaningless. It won't work. If a person is inspired to learn Chumash and Rashi or Chumash and Targum, even a person is not inspired to do it, but a person wants to do it or knows he has to do it, so that a person has to create the plan of how, when, what? And making sure it's guaranteed very good. If you do that, then you'll have 100%. If you don't do it, anyone who didn't do it failed because he failed, not because of anything else. Because he didn't really make that strong commitment to do it. That's how it is in life. So again, I'm speaking to the Olam that I want to see commitments. And it's not verbal, it's by action. Of Chumash Rashi, Shnayim Mikveh Chatargim, and the Olam Yashlam Adam Parshas of the Tzibur. Let's continue on the concepts of Shabbos. We mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, it says that really the Ikar of Shabbos is Limud Torah. There's another aspect to the Shabbos besides Limud Torah, and that's called Tefillah. If you ever looked at the Davening Shabbos, you ever notice, some might not notice it, but it's longer. It's not longer just because it is Musaf. It's not longer because of the Kriyas HaTorah. But every tefillah itself is longer. Sukkah Dezimra is much longer. There's much more Kapitel Tehillim in it. Because there's a Shir, Nishmas. Even Birchas Kriyas HaTorah is longer. With a prisoner. Shmona Esrei is really longer. Well, I say longer. It's less brachas. Because you don't ask for your needs. But the bracha and tsoi, the middle bracha, is long. In any given bracha in the middle, there's the three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end. And that's every six brachas. And then you have another 13 in the middle, 12, 13. The malshinim is 13. Each bracha is short. It's a very quick bracha. In Shmoneh Esrei of the Shabbos, you don't ask for your tzracha, for your needs. So there's one bracha, a bracha of Mikadosh HaShabbos. That's a long bracha. Both in Shachris and Musaf, even Mincha, Ma'ariv before, longer davening. Kedusha, much longer. Not the bridge version. What's a longer Kedusha? Even taking out the Sefer Torah, it's a longer preliminary to it, or taken out further on in it. The Musaf is a long. What's the pshat? What are longer davenings on Shabbos? The answer is because Shabbos is a Yom Tefillah. Besides being a day of Limud Torah, it's a day of Tefillah. And what's the focus of the tefillah on Shabbos? So, Shabbos also is preceded with Sukkim of Tehillim. And that's Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos has a few chapters, Kapitlach of Tehillim. And then it's followed by L'Chadodi. Let's go to L'Chadodi for a minute. So, if you just look at the words, no Mefarshim, no Kabbalah, no Pirushim, just the taich of the words. If you look at the words, besides the first two chapters, stanzas, of L'Chadodi, which talks about Shabbos, right? Shomer Zohar B'Dibur Echad, L'Likur Shabbos L'Chuv V'Elchad, talking about Shabbos. It shifts from that point on to Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. And suddenly Shabbos is like forgotten. Mikdash Melech Yer Melucha. We're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And we ask the Beis HaMikdash to arise and to go out of his people. And we say, you know, Get out of your galus. Hisnari me'ofar, kumi. You're talking about Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Hisoiri, Hisoiri, Kiva Oirech. Who's this Oiri going on? Yerushalayim, not you. Yerushalayim, because the Gula. Lo Tzevoshi, Lo Sichkalmi. Who's that going on? Yerushalayim. Next one. Yerushalayim. Yosef Zolayach Elkayach, Yerushalayim. Everything's Yerushalayim. What's the sudden shift to Yerushalayim? It's Shabbos. It's all about Shabbos. Yerushalayim? If you look in the Kedusha, we talk about Mimkomcha Malkeinu Sophia, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appear and be back in Yerushalayim, and have been in Yerushalayim. And that they named us Serena Machusaka, that we should see it. You talk about in the Kedusha of the Musaf. What are you talking about there? The reappearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein Yisraeli Kol Chai. Interesting. Not Shabbos. Not Shabbos. You're talking about Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. You're talking about Geula. You're talking about seeing the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yismuchu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. Different than what you think. What's the pshat? So you have to understand Maral. This is a very powerful concept. And it's true in so many different things. And that is, there's a parallel between people, place, and time. And always remember that. People, place, and time. For instance, let's talk about Kedusha. Kedusha in time of the week, that's Shabbos. Kedusha in terms of place, that's Eretz Yisrael, further in Yerushalayim, further up is Beis HaMikdash. In terms of people, that's Klal Yisrael. Go the other way, Tumo. In terms of people, that's Umas Adam. In terms of a place of Tumah, that could be Eretz Ha'amim, that's in Golus. And those who are Gittin know that it's called a Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. That is Chutz La'aretz Becheskas Tumah. And then there's in time, there are times of Tumah, Yom Eidam, you know, coming towards the 25th of December or the 1st of January or the other times over that area, Yom Eidam. That's a time of Tumah. To the point that by the Chassidim, some little nach, they don't learn. And the Shaila is that, how could it be there's a time in the world that you don't learn? So many therefore do learn. But some, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, they learn that you know there's also places you don't learn. Where's a place that you're not allowed to learn? There's a place in the world you're not allowed to learn. Melochah Aretz Kavayda. I'm not going to every place. There's one place you're not allowed to learn. In a makom metunaf. In a cesspool, in a bathroom. In a place of tzaya. In a place of, let's call it a cesspool. One's not allowed to learn. Well, in place, it's called a cesspool. In time, it's called a birth of a person. Nitalnacht. In people, it's a person. That's great. That's your parallel. So you're allowed to learn. What's ever true in the person is true in the place, is true in the time. What's true in Kedusha is true in time, is true in place, and is true in people. Shabbos is Kedusha. Is a guy allowed to be Shabbos Shabbos? What happens to a guy Shabbos Shabbos? Misa. He gets killed by Beis Din. Goyish Shavas Chayiv Misam. He has no shyness to it. Because what's true in time is true in place, is true in people. Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael. You have to say it in the Davin anyway. I'm saying it in Shachar's Davin. Not to the Arelim, not to them, not to them, but to Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael is b'chuyiv to be Shomer Shabbos, a guy's not allowed to. In place, the place of Shabbos really is Yerushalayim. That's the place of Kedusha. So what happens? We're not in Yerushalayim. So the first thing we express in our davening, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is what they call our gagur, our yearning, our pining, our longing to be in Yerushalayim, to be in the place of Kedusha on the time of Shabbos. It's the parallel. It's the same thing in a different dimension. So at the outset of Shabbos, what's the first thing we do? We talk to Yerushalayim. And we make demands of Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash. And we tell the Beis Hamikdash, Rav Loch Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. You dwell, you stay too long, just a little too long, in the valley of crying, in the Golos. And we tell Yerushalayim there's hope for you. In the Beis Hamikdash there's hope for you. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will have compassion through Yachmo, Alayachemla. Very moving words. At the outset of Shabbos, to Yerushalayim, that's why in Kreishu they sing it. And they sing it, by the way, not in the most joyous way first, in a very inspirational, moving way. They shift to the joyous way of by Lo Sevoshi. But there are two segments to it. That's the minute of Klal Yisrael all over. Well, it's not because they're bored. The two segments of the speech to Yerushalayim. Very emotional. Like a person gets emotional on Tisha B'Av when he talks about Tzion in Yerushalayim. Or sometimes a person gets emotional when he says V'sechazena inayinu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'racha when he talks about, you know, the Geula. It's hard for a lot of boys over here because, you know, as much as you live in Golos, you don't have the Golos mentality, you know, for some reason. You think it's all going good. But it's not. And it's an amazing thing. For those people who just the words of the Chadaydi are just so beautiful. It's unfortunate that, as you see, the boys just don't know the definition of words. Of course you're not moved by something that you don't know the definition of. And you think it talks about Shabbos. But you say to the to Yerushalayim, it's nari me'ofa. And I don't know how, I listen sometimes to people say, I don't know. You know, it's the most turning off thing personally that I get. Is when I hear people say words, and they just don't say the commas correctly, you know. And it's just like, I don't know what they're saying. And I know they don't know what they're saying, but I don't even know what they're thinking. The way you're supposed to read it, not hisnari me'ofa kumi, I don't know where it goes together, it doesn't go together. Hisnari me'ofa, you tell Yerushalayim, shake yourself away from the dust. Hisnari me'ofa, come on. And then you scream out, kumi, arise. It's a separate statement. It's not hisnari me'ofa kumi. Hisnari me'ofa. Then you say, kumi, arise. Now, livshi big day sefartech ami, I don't know what you think it means. But it's also the same thing. Livshi big day sefartech, which means put on your clothing of splendor. What's Yerushalayim's clothing of splendor? I always wonder, what is it? What is Yerushalayim's clothing of splendor? You ever saw a city that has clothing? Livshi big day sefartech. What is that? Ami. That means my people, my nation. My nation, Klal Yisrael, is the begotten of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is naked without Klal Yisrael. It's empty. It's desolate. It's void. There's nothing there. So having Yerushalayim, Abedinah, but without Klal Yisrael there, is meaningless. Livshei Bigdei Sefaratech. Who is that? Ami. There's a pause there. How? Al Yad Yishai, Beis Halachmi. Through Beis Yishai, Mashiach. Beis Halachmi comes from Beis Lechem. I asked somebody recently, what's Beis Halachmi? He told me the bakery. Because he figured Lachmi is Lechem, Bias is house, the house of bread, the bakery. I said, what are you doing over here? He was pretty good. Talks about Shabbos, Chalas. And he was serious. He was serious. He never really thought about it before until I made him think. And of course he came up with the ingenious thing. But that's a problem. I don't know if Mr. Backy is worse than you, or he's better than you. I'm not so sure. He didn't even think what it meant. He comes to Beis Lechem. Now here is Karvel Nafshi. And we tell Yerushalayim that Karvel Nafshi, bring my soul towards it. Karvel Nafshi. I don't know, some people say Karvel Nafshi Gaola, I don't know what that means. Karvel Nafshi, bring my soul toward it. And he screamed out again. There's the hyphens over here. Gaola, the Mapake, redeem it. It's like, you know, also people, if you're Rachon, Hashem Hoshia Melech Yanenu V'Yom Kareinu. Hashem Hoshia doesn't mean, oh, you know, I should ask what it means first. And you just see how, what it doesn't. Who's taking my call? Anybody? Yeah, so you might know them. I have to call you up. Mr. Wiener. What? Hashem the Savior. No. It'd be Hashem Moshiach. Mr. Yeah, oh, we have something for Eretz Yisrael. If you don't know that we're all stuck. Right. It's not a statement. Hashem who saves us. Oh, Hashem my Savior. Hashem Hoshia. Hashem, save us! You know, with an exclamation point. It's not a statement, it's a request, it's a begging. Hashem Hoshia! HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Hashem Hoshia! Gala! Then he redeems it. Redeem it! Gala! Redeem it! It's really strong. The Chadad is a very strong bakasha. Karvel Nafshi, comma, Gala, Livshei Bigdei Sefaratech. Who is that? It's so touching. Ami, Hisnari Malfa, Kumi. And then, of course, right away, you tell Yerushalayim, his Eiri, wake up already. Why? Because the light is already shining. What do you mean the light is shining? Kiva Eirech. The light has come. Kumi Eirech. He asks it to rise and for it to shine. What do you mean the light shining? Why is the light shining? Because Shabbos is here. And if Shabbos is here, that's Me'ein Olam Haba already. You have the light. Shabbos is here, Yerushalayim. If Shabbos is here, and it's Kedusha in time, and we're here, there's Kedusha in people, then two-thirds are here, then it can be Kedusha in place. Then Yerushalayim can come up, and Beis HaMikdash can come up. And that's how we start the Shabbos. That's the pizmut of Shabbos. And right after that, you can start saying Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Then you can talk about the Shira of Shabbos, of Tehillah L'Hodos Hashem. And then after that, you can start talking about the next day, Mimkarucha Malkeinu Sophia. And then Neinu Serena Malchusecha. We don't lose sight of one thing on Shabbos. In general, that's called Kedusha. Kedusha Shabbos. In particulars, it's called Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael, and the Menuchas of Shabbos. And how do we express that? We express that through our tefillahs and through our Limud HaTorah. Because if Limud HaTorah is also in the Mokim Metunaf, or in the Yom Metunaf, or about the people of Metunafim, so then Limud HaTorah becomes the goal in a time of Kedusha, in a place of Kedusha, and a people of Kedusha. And you look throughout the whole Zviris, constantly, a theme. Now you can look in the Zviris of Shabbos, a theme. In the middle of the Zviris, Yibon HaMikdash Yetzion. Rachem Al Tzion, you have that in the Haftarah, Ki Beis Chayenu. Constantly, focus back to Yerushalayim. And that's the point of Shabbos. Just finish off and keep this with you. That if back to, we spoke, said this once on Shmini Atzeres, is b'mokum machshav to shamo adam. Where is a person really? A person is not where his feet is. A person is where his mind and his heart is. That's where that is. You could be sitting here and your mind someplace else. You're there. You're not here. Sometimes they say, boy, so were you in cheer? He says, yeah. And I say, not. He says, I was. I said, you weren't. He says, but I was there. But you really weren't. Your mind was someplace else. So what is the difference where your body is? Where your feet is? If your mind's someplace else, that's where you are. Your mind is there. V'mokum machshav to shamu adam. Tzaddik's words, beautiful words. I want to tell you, on Shabbos, the machshava, the mokum machshav to is Yerushalayim. It's Beis HaMikdash. V'mokum machshav to on Shabbos is the place of Geula, really the place of tranquility. On the Shabbos Menucha. On Shabbos, where is the Jewish person? He's in the Beis HaMikdash. He's in Yerushalayim. Yeah, he has the three together. He has the Shabbos, he has Klal Yisrael, and he's in Yerushalayim. Maybe not physically, but surely mentally. Surely emotionally. Surely spiritually. Think about that. That's the place of a person. And therefore, a person, especially in a Beis HaMedrash or by a Suda, in a Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos, you're much closer to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. During Tefillah, it's a close avodah in Beis HaMikdash. And the Suda Shabbos, even more than a Suda during the week, the Suda Shabbos is a aim of partaking from a carbon that was nikkur in the Beis HaMikdash, and you eat it in the Chutzah HaMikdash. That's the Yisrael. Finally, after all those tefillahs and after all these mitzvahs, you reach towards the end of Shabbos Mincha, and what do you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ata Echad, you're one. Shimcha Echad. Umika Amcha Yisrael, people, Kedusha. Goy Echad, Ba'aretz. What's that Ba'aretz? That's in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in Beis HaMikdash. And that's what a Shabbos Tikkun is. And if we keep on focusing on that, and you chaza that Shulchan Aruch that we learned last week, that the Ikar is Limud HaTorah on Shabbos. And if you keep on focusing on these things, you'll be able to relate to the Shabbos as the Torah demands it. And maybe now I think people should start, besides the Shnai Mikveh Chatagim, maybe people should start learning simple, simple Birat Tefillah. Just know what you're saying when you're davening. And maybe your davening will be different, and your Shabbos will be much different.